Back to the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
Before we get to Adam Hoge and the Bears Combine News and the Combine News in general, and Tom Brady sticking around with the Patriots, which was a real shocker. I thought the Bears might be able to make a deal for him. The toughest guy of the weekend, and we wish him well, is 42-year-old Jason Bone, PGA Tour longstanding. Good guy, a guy that has never really made a huge name for himself, made a bunch of money. I think he's won once or twice. But he shot 72 on Friday and made the cut while he was having a heart attack on the golf course. He is resting comfortably in a hospital, I believe, in Atlanta now. So I'm not quite sure why he ended up in Atlanta when he was having a heart attack in Florida. But at any rate, Bone had his left ventricle, 99% blocked, the Widowmaker artery. The main artery to your heart that'll kill you. 99% blocked. The stent was placed, and he'll be in the hospital for a few days, but he apparently is going to be fine.
So
but,
he's again, having a heart attack.
Again, yeah, I want to point out, he shot 72 while he was having a major heart attack.
You know, I think that qualifies him
for the Masters.
Honorary membership as an NHL player.
No kidding.
Right?
And every major for the rest of his life since the heart attack was major. All right, is Adam Hoge ready to join us? He is. All right, Adam Hoge joins us now. By the way, speaking of tough, and you know how much I like Adam, Dave.
Yes.
And Adam, you're not listening now, are you?
No.
Okay, good. So I'm listening to Adam Hoge and Mark Harmon doing the beat, which I guess was probably Saturday afternoon. Was it Saturday afternoon you were doing the beat?
Yeah, we did it Saturday and Sunday this week.
Okay, you're not listening though right now.
No, I'm not listening.
Okay. And I heard an extended discussion about the about how good Fuller House the TV show was.
Yes.
Jason Bone had a major heart attack on the golf course. You're covering the combine and you're worried about the Fuller House show?
Actually, I thought you were having me on this morning to break down the first eight episodes, which I managed to watch over the weekend.
And then Carmen tossed in with something else. Oh, this is what Mark Carmen said. You know that show Girls on HBO? I love that show.
Okay. See, this is
this is your department.
I know this is where your sports department. Talk has gone.
Your department, Dave Bennett. No. There needs to be a meeting.
I'm washing my hands of this.
Hey, leave me alone. Next week, it's going to be what your favorite candy bar
is. That right? I thought the weird part was with because Hoge is in good shape. You know, he's a thin guy. He goes, I just feel bloated and moody.
Well, hey, first of all. Carmen didn't know the theme song to Full House. And I don't care if you watch the show, didn't watch the show, don't care about the show. You're not American if you don't know the theme song to Full House.
Adam, I have no idea what the theme song to Full House is.
Oh, come on.
Do you?
Kevin, find me the theme song to Full House.
Kevin's maybe when I hear it.
Honestly,
do you guys know? Am I?
Just said no, that's not one that comes readily to mind.
Come on, Cochran. You're worldly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't know it, do you?
No, I really don't.
No.
I can't believe this right now.
All right.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This whole world confuses me.
You're right. It's sort of Stairway to Heaven. How could you?
Boy,
no,
I still
it's right up there.
Still doesn't ring a bell.
No, I mean I've heard it.
Nothing.
Nothing. Maybe a slight blip. Thank God you know football because you are useless to us in so many ways.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot in my life.
All right, let's talk about the combine. Other than the big lineman who had a problem, a wardrobe malfunction where his little lineman fell out of his shorts, what was the news that was made over the weekend?
I've only watched that video 30 times, by the way.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's fantastic. Yeah, okay, so I think the big storylines over the weekend were the quarterbacks, which we can get into, but really I think Jalen Smith, the linebacker from Notre Dame, which we talked about last week when I was in Indy, and that was the day where he was going to go into his medicals and find out how bad it really was, and or he probably knew, but the teams were going to find out how bad it really was. And for those that don't know, Jalen Smith suffered a torn ACL and LCL in the Fiesta Bowl and was one of the top prospects in the draft. And as I alluded to when I was on with you guys last week, the fears about the LCL, there have been some concerns that there is nerve damage, and Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network did report that teams are concerned about the nerve damage, and they don't think he's going to be able to play at all in 2016, which will significantly reduce his draft stock. And there could even be fears, because I've had the name Marcus Lattimore brought up to me multiple times. For those that don't remember him, he was an outstanding running back at South Carolina. Similar injury, it was a little bit worse. He basically did everything wrong that you could do to a knee in one injury, and he ended up never playing in the NFL. And so I think that's sort of where that's worst case scenario right now for Jalen Smith, and you hope it's not that bad because he's a good kid, good player, and the NFL's better off if he's playing in it.
The concern going forward, though, is the number of holes that have to be filled, right?
In terms of what?
The roster for the Bears.
Oh, for the Bears, yes.
I'm going back to the Bears.
No, that's what I assume you were doing. And yes, there are, especially on defense, holes everywhere. The good news is the Bears have 9 draft picks, which is tied for the most in the NFL. And it would not surprise me if they end up adding 1 or 2 more by late April. So there are going to be plenty of guys that they can draft. And I think a big question is, do they draft a quarterback? Because another thing we learned in Indianapolis is that the Bears used a number of their 60 allotted interviews with prospects on sort of middle-tier quarterbacks, guys that you're probably not picking in the first round, but might be taking later on. And a name that interests me, and I'm interested to hear, Davey, what you have to say about this guy, too, is Christian Hackenberg, the quarterback at Penn State, who...
You saw a lot of
very
him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw him this year at Ryan Field, and I don't think he played that great, but I actually came away from that game more impressed with his potential for the NFL than I thought, because he had a terrible offensive line. He's not very mobile, and that offense didn't suit him that well. And by the way, Ryan Pace, the general manager for the Bears, was in attendance for that game.
The question you wonder about, because he certainly looked when he first emerged as a guy, he's a can't-miss NFL quarterback. He's got the size, he's got the arm, but he got his brains beat out for a couple of years at Penn State. And I mean, he took a real pounding last few years. And so you just wonder what kind of lingering effects from that there might be in terms of just having been just really taking a beating. I'm not talking about physical damage to him. I'm just talking about whether from a confidence standpoint and how it may have affected him.
So how's he doing between the years?
Yeah.
But is he the guy they constantly compare to Andrew Luck?
I've heard him compared to Jay Cutler.
Oh, more to Cutler.
Which might not make Bears fans feel too good about the draft pick if the Bears went after him.
Big arm, that kind of game?
Oh, huge arm.
Yeah,
huge arm.
Very talented passer.
Not a mobile quarterback, but a guy who can use his feet if needed. I've actually been more surprised. He actually had a good combine. I mean, people describe Christian Hackenberg as stiff and he can't move around at all. He was one of the better performers running the 40-yard dash, which surprised me. So I think he's a little bit more mobile than he showed at Penn State, probably because he was constantly being hit and sacked. I like his potential. I don't think he should end up in a situation where he has to play next year. And there's been a lot of talk about him going to Houston, where Bill O'Brien is, because Bill O'Brien was his head coach his freshman year at Penn State. And that makes a lot of sense. The problem there is I think he would have to play for the Texans right away because their quarterback situation is terrible. I actually like him with the Bears because he could spend 2 years developing before he needs to play.
So what's the feel? Is it going to happen? I mean, the pick's high enough, right?
They would have to probably pick him in the second round. I don't think he gets out of the second. So then that's a question, too, is do you, if you're a Bears fan, we just talked about all the holes they need to fill, especially on defense. Can they afford to waste one of their first 2 draft picks on a quarterback? And I think that's a very valid question. And if they do, that guy better turn out and be a pretty good player.
So tomorrow is the deadline for applying the franchise tag. And all indications are that's where the Bears are headed. They've got till when to do that, Adam, with
there's
Elshon.
A 3 o'clock... Yeah, 3 o'clock deadline tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that the two sides are still negotiating. This thing might come down to the wire. It's in the Bears' interest to get this thing locked up because you want to know where you stand, not only for this coming year. He's going to be a Bear in 2016, but you want to know it could change your free agency plans, your NFL draft plans, if you are skeptical that he's going to be part of your team beyond just one season, right? So it's in the Bears, if they want to keep him long-term, and obviously they're actively negotiating, that means they want to sign him to an extension, it's best for the Bears if they get this thing done by 3 o'clock tomorrow. I don't know if that's going to happen, but they are talking, and if it doesn't happen, they'll franchise tag him, and they'll have till July to work out a deal.
The guy compared to Andrew Luck all weekend on the NFL Network, I think, may have been Carson Wentz. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I like Wentz a lot. He's from North Dakota State. Not a whole lot of guys have seen him play because North Dakota State's not exactly on your television every single weekend. But he is – a lot of people are going to say he's not pro-ready because he played at the FCS level and played against lesser competition. He might actually, in my opinion, be the most pro-ready because he's one of these few quarterbacks that was actually in a pro offense under center all the time. Which a lot of these other guys, like Jared Goff, who I like a lot, he was in the shotgun most of his career.
Right.
So I like Carson Wentz
a lot. We know somebody on staff that actually saw Carson Wentz play live in a very painful afternoon. Let's go live to Kevin now. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you saw him play where?
Yeah, I'll start by saying fear the bird, but it was the Division FCS National Championship game a couple years ago. Carson Wentz orchestrated a drive with about 80 seconds left remaining in the game to top my Redbirds 29-27. Devastating.
So you think he's a fine quarterback and you'd like bad things to happen to him in the NFL?
A little bitter. A little bitter, but sure.
What if he's on the Bears?
Oh, yeah, I'd like him on the Bears.
Okay. You can see the Adam Hoge Bears Mock Draft 2.0 and his teary breakdown over the Fuller House theme song all at WGNradio.com, right?
Absolutely. I might actually write something up just for you, Steve, on Fuller House.
That'd be great. Can you get that to me today? That'd be fantastic.
Sure.
Thank you, buddy.
You think you know people, right?
Right.
You think you know them really well.
Again, dude, it's your department. You have lost control of this department. I don't know what's going
on. How do you think I feel?
And I'm not sure I wasn't more disturbed about Mark Carman loving girls on HBO. By the way, if you don't know the show Girls, it's not written for boys. It's a show about awkward girls trying to figure out their lives.
See, that didn't shock me at all.
9:22, more in a moment on 720 WGN.